We're continuing with Chayyadu Maklas Sama Beis, and we learn Simon Hay. I just want to point out one last point before we go on. The Chayyadu applies, the Magen Ram applies the rule of Mitzvahs Lav Lahanas Nitnu to the purchase of Svarim. So let's just clarify that klal. The Gemara says that the primary purpose of a mitzvah is not the pleasure which we get out of it. Remember, the word hanoah used in halachic purposes does not mean pleasure, it means benefit. The purpose of the mitzvah is obviously have many benefits for us, but the primary purpose why we do a mitzvah is because Hashem commanded us to do so. It's a vehicle for a chibur between the person and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The many different elements of benefit which the mitzvahs accrue, that's not our focus. Our focus is it's a vehicle for a person to connect to his Creator. When we act on a tzivui, similar to say a person who's in the army, when he shoots on the command of his officer, he's not really thinking anymore. He's trained so that when the officer says shoot, he shoots. What's really happening is that he's allowing his body to be an extension of the mind and the command of his commanding officer. So at that moment, he becomes an extension of his commander. So when we do a mitzvah because of the tzivui, we become an extension of a Kadosh Baruch Hu through the vehicle of a mitzvah. So that's the idea of mitzvah lav lahanas nitnu. What is interesting is the Rabbeinu Avraham Minahor in Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Lamed Zayin, says that the one exception to that is Limud HaTorah. A person learns Torah. The way a person absorbs Torah is by the pleasure which he gets, the hanoah he gets as he's learning. That's what allows him to connect to his learning. Yigleh Tal, in his Sefer, in his Hakdama, he writes this idea as well. Rabbi Gifter, Rosh Hashiva, used to quote this Rabbeinu Avraham Minahor on a regular basis, that Torah is the exception. So Svarim, which is for the purpose of learning, we wouldn't apply, according to the Rabbeinu Avraham Minahor, we would not apply the rule of Mitzvahs Lav Lahanas. Maybe that's the reasoning behind the Sefer that he quotes from the Birchus Ramam, that it holds that you would make a bracha, because learning specifically is different than other mitzvahs in this regard. So I'm not sure about that, but it's an interesting thing to think about. In Siman Vav, the Chayadam says, "Harayas chaveru shechaber v'lov harbe b'sameach b'riyosoi." Person sees a chaver that he has not seen recently, and he is very excited to see him. It's dear to him that he's seeing this person. If it's been 30 days since he's seen this person, the person makes a bracha of shechayonu. And he says that there's no din of a type of meitiv over here. I feel him gam who sumeach b'riyosoi. The other person is excited to see me. Or sheish harbe anashim harbe. Or I'm seeing many people. Ein shach lebarach b'toyva meitiv. Dein zeh toyva ela simcha. There's no element of toyva over here. The element over here is the simcha seeing the person. Then he says, if it's been 12 months and you've seen the person, the bracha is mechaya meisim. The Pesukim Mishnah Berurah points out that regards to mechaya meisim, for sure, and possibly even regards to shechiyonu, this all applies if you have not had any interface with the person during that year. You haven't received a letter from him, or you haven't even heard news about him from other people. So you have no idea whether this person is alive or not, and you find out, and you see the person now, you know that Baruch Hashem, he's everything is well with him. So the regish which a person has at that moment is strong enough that you make a bracha of Mechaya Mason. But in a case where you received a letter from him, or you've heard news about him, and you know that he's doing well, Baruch Hashem, etc., he's alive and well, then you do not make the Mechaya Mesim, the bracha of Mechaya Mesim, when you see him. The regards to the bracha of Shechiyonu for the 30 days, the source for this, the multiple sources which mention this idea do not seem to apply to Shechiyonu. Some of them say explicitly it does not apply to the Shechiyonu. So the Shechiyonu person would say, even though they've been in contact, etc. However, the Minhag Olam is not to make this bracha. And one of the explanations why the minhag is not to make this bracha is the Mishnah Berurah says, even in regards to the Shekhi Yadam, if you've had some news about the person, either because you've been in touch with him or somebody else has informed you how he's doing, so you do not make the bracha of Shekhi Yadam when you see him. And that's why the minhag has become not to make the bracha, because usually nowadays, because of the tremendous amount of knowledge and connection we have between people, usually we have some type of awareness of how that person is doing. The stipler actually takes it even a step further. He says, nowadays, obviously, had there been any tragedy or simcha in the person's life, they would have been in touch with you. So assuming that they didn't, we have to assume that everything is okay. So there's almost an automatic assumption of knowledge by the virtue of not being in touch nowadays. That's how connected we are. So therefore, we don't make this bracha. Obviously, if a person wants to make the bracha without Shem and Malchus, a person could do so. You see a friend that they haven't seen in a long time. Baruch HaMachayim Me'asim, or Baruch Shechiyon, Higyon HaLazman HaSeb. The Aruch HaShulchan says, even with these swears, if a person would wish to make the bracha, he could do so. But many Garlam seem to be not to do so. Imu Gam Kein Chochum Gadol, Chayyadim finishes off, he says, Baruch Shecholach Mechochum HaSoy, Le'Riyov, K'lekamon Klaus Samach Gimel Simen Ches. The person that you're seeing, that you're excited to see, is a person who's a Talmud Chacham. There's a bracha to make on a Talmud Chacham. We'll talk more about that bracha as well. Chayyadim and Simen Zayin says, Im lohoye makar me'erlam oysa olam, abisha makar sayyadei shekosev lo igeris, and mavarach al riyosay. But it doesn't apply if you've never seen the person before. Just you know of the person through his letters. You've been in touch with him back and forth through some communication. You've never actually seen each other. So in that situation, you do not make a bracha when you see him for the first time. So people have pen pals, and they meet for the first time, they would not make a bracha of Shechiyanu. And the source of this is actually a Chumash Rashba. And we will clarify one point about this Beis Hashem in the next year, and meanwhile, have a good day.